Young lady.
Hello.
I'm Tanya Nimi, and I have a question on what is your stance on women's rights and their right to choose in their own reproductive health?
Okay. Well, look, I mean, I'm, as you know, I'm pro-life, right? I think you know that. With exceptions, with the three exceptions. But pretty much that's my stance. Is that okay? You understand?
What should the law be on abortion?
Well, I have been pro-life.
I know. What should the law? I know your principle. That's a good value. But well, you know, what should be the law?
They've set the law, and frankly, the judges. And you, I mean, you're going to have a very big election coming up for that reason, because you have judges where it's a real tipping point. And with the loss of Scalia, who was, you know, a very strong conservative, this presidential election is going to be very important, because when you say what's the law, nobody knows what the law is going to be. It depends on who gets elected, because somebody's going to appoint conservative judges and somebody's going to appoint liberal judges depending on who wins.
Understood the pro-life position.
Well,
I never understood it, because I understand the principle.
Understand.
It's human life as people see it.
Which
but what
it
crime?
Is.
What crime is it?
Well, it's human life.
No, should the woman be punished for having an abortion?
Look,
this is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime
or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very hard.
But you're forbanning
it. Are you going to say put them in jail? Is that what you're talking about?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think I.
And how do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, I get to the question. Here's my problem with it.
No, but let me ask you. But what do you say about?
It's not funny.
Your church? Yeah, it's really not a funny thing. What do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to, but the churches make their moral judgments. But you running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States. Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
10 years?
I don't know.
You take positions and everything else.
I do take positions and everything else. It's a very complicated position.
But you say bluntly you're pro-life, meaning you want to ban it.
But the Catholic Church is pro-life.
No, that's not talking about my religion.
No, I am talking about your religion. Your religion. I mean, you say you're a very good Catholic.
I didn't say very good. I said I'm a Catholic.
What?
And secondly, I'm asking, you're running for president. I'm not. I'm asking you, what should a woman face if she chooses to have an abortion?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play that game.
You said you're pro-life.
I am pro-life.
That means banning abortion.
And so is the Catholic Church pro-life.
But they don't control this isn't Spain. The church doesn't control the government.
What is the punishment under the Catholic Church? What is the punishment?
Let me give you something for the New Testament. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Don't ask me about my religion.
I'm asking you.
You want to be president of the United States. Tell me what the law should be. You say you're pro-life.
I am pro-life.
What's that
with
mean?
With exceptions. I am pro-life. I have not determined what the punishment would
be. Why not?
Because I haven't determined
it. When you decide to be pro-life, you should have thought of it.
You could ask anybody that's pro-life.
Here's my problem with this. If you don't have a punishment for abortion, I don't believe in it, of course, people are going to find a way to have an abortion.
You don't believe in what?
I don't believe in punishing anybody for having an abortion.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's
of course
fine.
Not. And I think it's a woman's choice.
So you're against the teachings of your church?
I have a view, and a moral view, but I believe we live in a free country, and I don't want to live in a country so fascistic that it can stop a person from making that decision.
That would be so invasive, so determinative
of a society that I wouldn't be one we're familiar with. And Donald Trump, you wouldn't be familiar with a society like that.
But I've heard you speaking so highly about your religion and your church.
Yeah.
Your church is very, very strongly, as you know, pro-life.
I know.
What do you say to your church?
I say, I accept your moral authority. In the United States, the people make the decisions. The courts rule on what's in the Constitution, and we live by that. That's what I say.
Yeah, but you don't live by it because you don't accept it. You can't accept it. You can't accept it.
Can we go back to matters of the law and running for president? Because matters of the law, what I'm talking about, and this is the difficult situation you placed yourself in, by saying you're pro-life, you mean you want to ban abortion. How do you ban abortion without some kind of sanction? Then you get into that very tricky question of a sanction. A fine? On human life, which you call murder?
It'll have to be determined.
A fine? Imprisonment for a young woman who finds herself pregnant?
It will have to be determined.
What about the guy that gets her pregnant?
Determined.
Is he responsible under the law for these abortions? Or is he not responsible for an abortion decision?
It hasn't. Different feelings, different people.
Yeah.
I would say no.
They're usually involved. Anyway, much more from the audience here at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. We'll be right back.